AP News for Friday, November 12th. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says on Monday he will sign the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that passed on bipartisan votes in both the House and Senate.
Proving we can still come together. It's hard, but we can still come together to get something big done for the American people.
A New York man is arrested for making threats against one of the 13 House Republicans who voted for the bill.
64-year-old Kenneth Gasper was arrested Wednesday for a telephone death threat against Congressman Andrew Garbarino, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
Besides using his displeasure with the congressman's voted on the recent infrastructure bill, he used some profanity and then he made a threat, and it went like this. If I see that mother effer in the street, I'm going to kill him.
That tape courtesy WABC-TV. Garbarino was one of 13 Republicans who voted for the bill. Ryder says the suspect had no prior record, but
we have a zero tolerance for this type of behavior for any of our residents. In the world that we're living today, the climate that is out there, these threats we take very serious.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A Los Angeles judge ends a conservatorship that controlled singer Britney Spears' life and money for 14 years. Her lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, telling a crowd outside the courthouse,
what's next for Britney? And this is the first time that this could be said for about a decade, is up to one person, Britney.
Rosengart says he wants an investigation of her father's role in a conservatorship. A lawyer saying he and his team have found mismanagement of her finances, suggesting she could pursue further legal action. Court records put her net worth at about $60 million. James Spears' attorneys say he acted in his daughter's best interests, and Rosengart's allegations range from unsubstantiated to impossible. This is AP News. California, New Mexico, and Colorado expand their coronavirus booster vaccines to include all vaccinated adults in those states. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Everybody can get the booster. Everybody should get the booster. Please, if you got the vaccine 6 months or more ago, get your booster.
Polis adding that, like many states in the West, Colorado has seen a surge in cases, especially among those who have yet to be vaccinated.
When you have less than 300 vaccinated people in the hospital, almost about 1,200 people that are unvaccinated, we wouldn't even be here talking about this if everybody was vaccinated.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Colorado and New Mexico are among those with the highest rates of new infections, while California, lowest in the nation earlier in the fall, now joins them in the high tier for transmission. Nationwide, in the last week, there were about 73,000 new cases each day, roughly 10,000 more than 3 weeks ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.